The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have known neither the Father nor me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to one of the most disturbing lines in the entire scripture. At least to me, this is very disturbing. When Jesus says, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think they're offering worship to God. If somebody can think they're doing God's will and get it so spectacularly wrong, you see, I find that disturbing because it makes me wonder, how can I be sure that I'm doing God's will? How do I know I'm not spectacularly wrong? It raises a really important subject in the spiritual life, namely the subject of discernment of spirits. It's a huge subject, but I thought maybe, you know, this morning we could just have just the basics on discernment of spirits. You must discern God's mysterious will because God is infinite and you are finite. I remember someone once talking to me about this subject. Why can't God just make himself perfectly clear to me? And the answer is because God would have to cease being God, or you would have to cease being human. God must be mysterious to you because he's infinite and you're not. So it leaves us with a very, very difficult question. How do we know what God's calling us to do? Well, there's two spirits. There's the Holy Spirit and there's the evil spirit. And we can tell them apart because they speak with different voices. Now, sometimes those voices are easy to understand. Sometimes it's objective. For example, the Holy Spirit will never call you to either commit a sin or neglect your basic duties in life. I hope that's nice and clear and simple and easy. You're never going to be called to commit a sin. That's not the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you're never going to be called to neglect your basic duties in life either. I mean, you'll never get a priest who's being called by the Holy Spirit to ignore his flock and work on something else. I knew one, you know, priest gets one day off a week. I knew one priest who goes to his pastor and he says, "God's calling me to a second day off." No, he's not. No, he's not. Similarly, you're never going to be called to neglect your family. I know many ladies in some previous parish assignments who, they got so involved in their volunteering, they were never home. Or guys who wanted to take on high-powered jobs that would make them absent from their family. You're never going to be called to neglect your basics. I hope that's clear. The more difficult discernment is a subjective discernment, because that depends on the state of your soul. If a soul is leading a virtuous life, it's the Holy Spirit that consoles you, and it's the evil spirit that agitates you. The Holy Spirit wants to keep you living in a good and holy way, and the evil spirit wants to throw you off your path and keep you in darkness. But if a soul is leading a sinful life, the reverse is the case. It's the Holy Spirit that agitates you, gives you no peace, gives you no rest, pricks your conscience, makes you think things like, do you really need to have the best of everything? Must you stay in 4-star hotels? Must you fly first class? Don't you realize there are people out there that are in need? And it's the evil spirit that tries to keep you calm and peaceful and in the dark. When a soul is leading a virtuous life, the evil spirit tries to compel you, force you, and to make you afraid. The evil spirit leads by confusion, agitation, and fear, because everyone who serves the devil is a slave. When a soul is leading a virtuous life, the Holy Spirit tries to lead you by inspiring you to do more, to be better, while the evil spirit always tries to make you afraid and worried because everyone who serves in the house of God serves in freedom. I think this is why Jesus predicted persecution for the church. Because those who follow the world's lead cannot make the children of God fearful, and they cannot control them. The children of God are free. And because they can't be controlled and can't be made afraid, they get attacked. One of my favorite stories of discernment of spirits comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola. He was trying to help one of his religious brothers to discern what God was calling him to, and he had a very hard time figuring it out. And so he told him, go into the chapel, kneel down and pray for 2 hours, and ask for God to give you the grace to be completely indifferent to each of these two options, and then simply do what your heart desires. Because God always leads by desire. Discernment of spirits, it's a very small thing that makes an enormous difference. In our first reading, we heard the story of Paul and Silas, who discerned that God was calling them to Philippi, and led to the baptism of Lydia. And all of history turned on a dime, because that was the very first baptism in the continent of Europe. Small thing that makes an enormous difference. Let's pray for God to give us the grace to discern his will and to do it. Amen.